Let's speak about the Pensei Mayra a little bit. The Pasuk, Perkhav Aleph, Pasuk Chav, the Yisro, I say. So Rashi says, the Makar of Rashi is a Sugu, Gemara in Sanhedrin, Pensei Mayra. Pensei Mayra, Eine Chayev, Ache Yigne, Vyechel Tartim Rebosar, Vyishtachati Lug Yayin, Vchule. Then the end Rashi says, Pensei Mayra, Nerag Hashem Seifei. That's what. That's the Gemara. Higia Torah leSeif Daitoi. The Torah projected, was able to project. Where is he ending up? Amro Torah, and he ended, he's going to end up, let's just say, not good. Right. Therefore, the Torah said, Yomus Chayev al Yomus, Yomus Zakev al Yomus Chayev. He's still called now, to some extent, a Bechino of Zakai, in terms of Misa at least. Yomus Zakev al Yomus Chayev. So does the whole Asik. Where is the Misa? Where does the Skila? What? Where would you have come to Skila? At the end, you're going to come, even if you're going to say they're going to last this is Abrius, and you're going to kill somebody that's Sayef, and that's not Skila. So some say, because no, and he'll do that in disregard, he'll do it on Shabbos, so it's Chayef Skila for Shabbos, whatever. Okay. But the idea is Seifei, which is a very interesting thing. There has to be some. He has to have done something bad now, for which, even with all of the Hashem Seifeis, you don't give Misa to somebody unless he is in a very chomer dika matzah. What's the matzah here? What is this matzah of Ben Seiru Meira that the Torah governs for that matzah? What did he do wrong here? What do we see in what he did wrong here that because of that we say, we project and we say, Yomu Zakev al Yomu Zakev? So I think the Ramban was coming to touch on this nekuda, but you have to understand what he says. The Ramban says like this: Hine, and this Ben Seiru Meir was stole from his parents and Ochal Tatim Rebosar B'Shosar Yain, whatever Katzilug Yain. Hine Yeshalov Shnei Einshin. The Ramban says this person has on himself two punishments. He's got two punishments. Echad Shu Makle Ovi Ve'Ima Yumam Rebohem. Hine Nishabeya B'Kolenu. When he takes from them, he disregards his parents. Vasheni. So the two, the Ramban is trying to analyze what this guy's bad, right? What's the bad here? What are the averas that he's done now which indicate what? So he said, these are two things. One is that he's Mamre, and the second, Shuzail of Asaive, and what's he over on? Over al Mashan Itztavinu Kedoshim Tiyu. So what's the avera that he did now? He's over on Kedoshim Tiyu. V'nemar Oid. And another thing that he seemingly was over on, v'oisei tavoidu u'boisid bokun, should be dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, kasher pirashti, like I said earlier in an earlier place, and itztavinu l'das Hashem, we're in itztave, to know the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, to be makir, the presence of the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, b'chol darkeinu. V'zoylel v'soyvei, and being zoylel v'soyvei is an avera of that. Zoylel v'soyvei lo yoda derech Hashem. Derech Hashem. So those are the averas that he has now, but none of which have a chi of misa. The al haklal, but it comes out from this. He says ein bayat chet misa. He does not have a chet misa. Val shem soifei hu nidain, and al shem soifei k'mo yishkiru Rabbi Seinu. V'zeh tam v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiro. He loy hu mas b'chegoydol chelkei. He wasn't killed now because of the severity, the chaymer of his averas. There were averas. They have to have some basis to punish him now. He wouldn't have deserved such a punishment. That we give Hashem Seifei. So others should be. So he said, what did the guy do now? What's the bad that he did now? There has to be a bad now. The bad is two things. The bad is k'dashim tiyu u'baisid b'kir. Now, Kedoshim Tiyu, everybody knows the famous Ramban in Parashas Kedoshim. Kedoshim Tiyu is what? Novel B'Shus HaTayr. What is Novel B'Shus HaTayr? What he does is Lefi Taryag Fi Ramach Shasar. Everything that he did is 100% right. Eis Galten with Allah. Everything is 100% Eis Galten B'Halach. Right? Is Eis Galten B'Halach.
It's Novel.
She Yosar Yesar Al Atzmai Afilu Divrei Mutter. Novel just means that the Ramban said novel b'shus hatayr means you're taking advantage of certain things. And the Ramban says, what is it? What's this darguk? It's like kaddish atzmecha b'mutalach. That's a very high darga. Kaddish atzma b'mutar l'chalavai. We should get to before that. Kaddish atzma is a big thing, right? It's not just that you can your mekayim. You don't even get to think about that until your mekayim ramach mitzvah sasei and shasam mitzvah zloi sasei. Beyond that, kaddish atzmacha to attain a level of kedusha. How old is this kid? How many 13-year-old kids do you know that attain a level of kaddish atzmacha b'mutar l'chalavai? Not very many, right? Not very many. Like, and this is what you're holding this guy because you didn't attain a level of kaddish atzmacha b'mutar l'chalavai. You didn't attain that level, therefore you're bad, right? And therefore, Narag al Shem Sofei, you're bad. You're out. Goodbye. Boom. That's the question to you. Let's move on to Uvay Sidbukun. So what does the Ramban say by Uvay Sidbukun? Lidovik, what was it? You have to be Dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shalayim. What does that mean? The Ramban himself in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chof Beis, earlier in Zorah. So he says, what does it mean? I say Tavaydu Uvay Sidbukun. V'yiyeh pirush v'oisei la'avoydei shetiyeh b'chol eis ke'eved hakonui ha'meshores lifnei adoin of tamid. Like an eved who was always present there, ready to serve at every given second. She'oisei meleches rabbi ikir v'tzorchei atzmai aroi ad shetovoi v'zeh. So you have what does it mean uvasid bikun v'kol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shamayim shafilu tzorchei gufay l'shem avaydas hakel yiyu. How many 13 year olds do you know like that? I haven't met very many. That's what you're holding against this 13 year old kid, that he didn't attain a level of kedoshim to you, and he didn't attain which is kaddish atzmacha b'mutalach, and he didn't attain And he didn't attain uvay sidbukun that you should be davuk. Really? I mean, halavai, we should by meyav esrim be zeichet to those things. And that's this 13-year-old kid. Teretz here is a very simple yisaid, I think. And it's something that you see in Khan. It doesn't mean, the Ramban doesn't mean that you right now, Basher, at this point, you weren't mekayim that. Like, who is, right, at that point? That's not the nekudah. And the Kudah is one Yisod. What does he mean? And just, you're on a path that you never will. What does that mean? Why? In order for a person to have any meaningful growth, to move in a positive way, to rise, a person has to have she'ifas. A person has to be she'if, has to have a goal. We're very goal-oriented people. You have to have a goal. I want to be Dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shalom. If I have a goal that I want to be Dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm not there. But the end game is, that's where I'm going. I'm on a road, right? I'm on a road. Where's the destination? The destination is Uvay Sidbukun. The destination is Kedoshim Tiyu. Kaddish Atzmei B'Mutar L'chalavai. That's the destination. If a person has that as the destination, so then, if a bar seichel keeps in mind where I'm on a road to kedoshim tiyu. I'm on a road to uvay sidbukun, right? Don't stray from the road. So then I will take steps to the road. If I have the destination, the she'ifas, if I have that destination in front of me, so then I weigh everything that I'm doing on that way, and that on the path, right? To see, is that getting me there, or is it not getting there? But if a person has no she'ifas, if a person has no she'ifas, so then you don't have a goal to get there. Even if you kula haiva ulai, if you do have a goal to get there, you still have to be enough of a badass to be able to, you know, to be honest, you know, in pure candor, be honest with yourself and make a cheshbon, is what you're doing. Is this thing that I'm doing, is this taking me on this road or not? But if you're on no road, then you're on a bad road. If you don't have she'ifas, there's no hope. Because you're not going, there's nothing holding you from anything. You're not bound by anything. You're not kept to a road by your tachlis. This person, this Ben Seru Meira, so what's a normal kid? A kid grows up, he has an aviv, an imay, in a real sense, aviv, imay, in a figurative sense. even in the sense of Musar Avicha Val Titash Teres Imecha, whatever it is. But he has, from the Aviv and Imai, the real ones or the figurative ones, one gets a Messiah, one gets the goals, one gets the values, which are the cornerstone of your existence. Those are the values, that's what I'm shayef to attain those values. What's important to you? Those are the values that are important to you. If those are the values that are important to you, then there's a tzad, there's a possibility. Everything you're doing, you're striving, that's she'ifas, you're striving towards that, so then if you have she'ifas, the she'ifas will keep you on the road. This Ben Sayre Meir is an Einenu Shemeya B'Kail Avivu B'Kail Imai, in any sense. He's nothing, he does what he wants. If you do what he wants, Yetzer Adam Ramin Urav, you know where that's headed. Right? It starts with the steak and the why, it becomes with Geneva and goes on. That's where it is. The Ramban isn't telling you, the Ramban's trying to explain the Hashem Sefer, what are you doing that, what's bad over here? The bad is there's no sheifas. A person with no sheifas, a person who's just like an animal with a brain, right? That's exactly what he's doing. He'll only become a bigger animal with a smaller brain, but at least maybe the same size brain, but he'll become a bigger animal. That's the taitcha. That's where Ben Sayre. And this yisod that you have to have the goal first to be shayef, and that we live with our sheifas. I'll give you two other dugmas. The same from Mesilas Yesharim. Mesilas Yesharim, as you all know, is based on the brayse of Pinchas Ben Yair. Right, the Pinchas Ben Yair is dargas, till you get to Ruach HaKodesh. Right, the dargas. This is maybe day this, this maybe day zeros. In the beginning of the Mesilas Yesharim, what does the Ramchal write in the first parak? So he starts out this far. Everybody gets right. You say Hachasidus B'Shayrish Avoda Atmima Sheyizbar V'Yisamus Eitzalod Machayvasay Ba'Ilamai. That everybody. You have to know what are you meant here to do. Set a goal. Where are you supposed to go? Right, and then in the hemshich of the perek, where not everybody gets, right? In the hemshich of the perek, so then he explains a little bit more. He writes, "Uchishetistakel oid bedover tire ki hashleimus hu amitis hu rakat veikus b'yizborach." He should say, "Listen, my entire fight, you're holding nowhere. Let's take baby steps. Take one step at a time. Do this, and do that." What's the psicha? The psicha is. The psiche is rak hadveikus v'Hashem yisborach. That's the yisoid that chesidus v'shayir shavoida tmima should be nisamis machay v'osay, which is dveikus in the Rabbi Nishalel ruach hakodesh dveikus in the Rabbi Nishalel. Why are you telling me that now? Tell me. Start with this, and this is what you can hope to get to. There's this first thing you have to know is where you're going. Right? Where are you going? What's the road? You need the map. The map is the. You take if you want to go to New York, right? And you need a road map. Now you have ways, but if you want to go to New York and you're going to take from Florida, you want to go to New York. You're going to take a map that leads you to New York, right? If you take a map that leads you to San Francisco and try to drive to New York, well, good luck. Right? It's not going to happen. You have to know where you're going. The first thing is this is where you're going. You're trying to achieve that. That's chayvasay, is to try and achieve that. Lead your life now as a progression, as going towards achieving that, towards being mekayim that. One of the psukim in the parish of Tshuva, Shuv Hashem ad Hashem alikecha, ad Hashem alikecha. That's ma'ida to do tshuva, right? That tells you to do tshuva, shuva Yisrael ad Hashem alikecha, shuva Yisrael ad Hashem alikecha. Now, from this pasuk, that's the banner that you're telling Klal Yisrael is in a matzav that they have to do tshuva, right? That they need to do tshuva. What do you tell them? Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem alikecha. In that pasuk, the Gemara in Yuma daf Pei Vav Amud Beis darshens about ad Hashem alikecha gedola tshuva shemagas ad kisei hakoved. That's not the elementary levels of tshuva, right? That's the highest level of tshuva. What's tshuva mean? Tshuva means returning. Tshuva, the Maggid speaks about this a lot. Tshuva means returning, right? That means you started out there. You left. You strayed. You're going back. Now you can get back. How do you get back? You go a little bit and a little bit and a little bit, right? And then you don't jump from here to here. And you go and you get there. So when you're telling Klal Yisrael, hey, you're in a low matzav right now, do tshuva. So tell them, don't just discourage them and tell them, okay, you know, you got to get all the way up there. You got to get all the way up there. Say, okay, listen, take baby steps. First be mizvada, and then that. And then a little bit be pirish, be aziv, and then we'll get, and you'll be even with the emes harata, and a deeper harata, and more until it envelops your whole. Lot. That's the way it should go. Tshuva, right away you tell them, do tshuva, gdoyla tshuva shemagilat yisei HaKovid. Why? That's where you're going. It's not the taich that it's a mahadrin and a mahadrin to get there. It's not the taich that it's a hidr mitzvah to know that. If you don't now know that that's where you're going, you will do you, whatever you do now will be worth nothing. You have to know where you're going. If your tachlis, if the game plan is ad Hashem Elokecha, if the game plan is uvaisid bakum, if the game plan is kedushin to you, so then the game will be played accordingly. Then you will be going on that plan and be keeping with that plan. If there's no plan, if you don't know where you're supposed to go, it's all worthless. Meaning you could do something in tshuva, let's say. In tshuva. You could do something. You could do something. That some sort of a tshuva, you know, a person in a weak moment, in a moment of hisayrus or whatever, decides he wants to do something, but it will have no effect. It won't be lasting. It won't be lasting because then tomorrow the next gishmak thing will come and you go basira because you're not headed anywhere. You're not focused on a direction of being in a certain place. The Gemara, the Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin. No, the Gemara talks about that the Hayyim is going to tell you this and then he's going to tell you to, and then he's going to be in the Melastis Abrius and whatever it is, how are you going to get? Amro Taira Yamuzaka. So it's going Minakala Lachomer, right? It's going if you'll do the lesser thing. Then he'll do something bigger, and he's going to do something bigger. Yerushalmi also goes through that whole thing in Bensayr Umayra. And the last thing is unbelievable. After everything, after Velastas, after Sikha, after him, Ubisoifai Mishakeach as Talmudai. So you're going to forget his Torah. What happened there? What's that Ubisoifai Mishakeach as Talmudai? The Taich is, as far as a person goes, Ad kama, that he's still in a matzav, that he's a receptacle, that he's a kibul for Torah, and he still has a Torah, some kesher to Torah. So Torah has this skula of ama'er sheba machzira lemutav. You're still not going to say soifei, nerag al shem soifei, that he's going to come to chayav misa. There's no soifei. What about maybe he'll do tshuva? Maybe he'll have charot. How do you know he's going to die? How do you know he's going to end up having misa? Maybe he'll have. Maybe what? How do you know? Teretz is because he'll lose any kesher to Torah. Why? And once you have no kesher, you don't have Meshekeches Talmudei, so you have no, he'll be devoid of any emes aruchnis, the content, so then there's no Shaykhes of a Morashab al Machzir al Mutav. When do we say that? That's by Ben Sarima. Where does that come from? Because if there's no Sheifis towards Kedusha, towards Ruchnis, the teva is gashmias. You become more and more megushim, and everything becomes. What do you kill? Nothing beyond like an addict. You become addicted to this. Nothing becomes more important to you than how are you going to get your meat and wine for tomorrow? You ran out, so you're going to go steal, right? Nothing becomes more important if you need it. You're going to go kill. Shabbos ahin, Shabbos aher. Chuck the whole thing. Go. You're focused on that. That's what you become. That's where it leads. Once you don't have the she'ifa for Kedusha, that thing holding you to a certain direction, then everything is lost. That even once, and once you become so megushim, Torah is a ruchniyistika thing. You need a ruchniyistika klei kibul to be a klei kibul for Torah. If you get to a matzav or rachmana l'slam, you lose the klei kibul, everything is gone. And if you don't have it, you could have, there could be moments of tshuva, but people do and people don't, and people learn and people whatever. But people without she'ifas, it's something that I've seen over the years. People who learned in yeshiva, even people who learned in yeshiva, and people who learned in yeshiva for a few years, and then they went back to what they called the real world, right? They went back to the Olam HaDimyon that they called the real world. And 10, even this, I'm being generous, 10, 15 years later, you see these people, opening a sefer is ogiret 100% not. What do you call it? Davening 99.9% not. Nothing. You can tell it. It's you know, it's like it's like the parim. In Paris' dream, it's like the Paris after they were swallowed, you couldn't tell that they were ever there. Right? You can't tell this person ever learned a Nishima before. It looks like anybody else. It's nothing, it had no effect. How is that? You're learning Torah, how does it have no effect? If you have no she'ifis, then you're not going to Kedusha. If you're not going to Kedusha, it's just on the, along the way you happen to have done this, Poseidon. So you happen to have done this, so easy come, easy go. It's not a value because that's your she'ifa, that's important, that's where you're headed. You don't have it anymore. 20 years later, I noticed from a Rav of a Shul. His Balabatim, Rubai Kerubai, learned in yeshivas. Rubai learned in yeshivas years ago, and he says, he's when he came to the Shul, he says, you cannot, I was shocked that they learned in yeshivas. I never in a havam would have in a, had a remote havamina that they ever did. You couldn't tell. Why? Because it means nothing. You don't have sheifas. You don't want to grow to Kedusha. It's just, you're here and you're doing it. And you're just saying, you're not really dedicated and have any sheifas. Without sheifas, that's what it means. With sheifas, everything you learn, every time you daven, it's another block and another block and another building block to Kedusha to you. It's another building block to Voisat Sipoko. These parshiyos come in El, not Stam. That's all about El, is the cheshbon. And you can't start about any cheshbon of what are you supposed to do, what does tshuva mean? What does tshuva to where? What are you supposed to have been doing? Where did you start from? What are you meant to have done? And where did you end? Where are you now vis-a-vis that? This is the where you are. You have to have the she'ifa. The haschola for tshuva is the she'ifa. The shavtem ad Hashem elekecha. That you have the possibility of gedolah tshuva shemagiyah at kisei hakovet, that you can get to the Rebbeinu Shalom Hashi'if if you're shayev for kedusha. So it's also the Rebbeinu Shalom says Chazal say pischol ki pischol shemachat v'ani yaftach lechem ki pischol shalulam. You have to do it. A person thing, you know, that's very nice. Even if you lose your way in a forest, like you can pretty well get lost. If you lose your way from the Rebbeinu Shalom, it should be pretty complicated to get back there. You cannot do it. If a person himself could get discouraged, I don't have the kayach to do it. So the Rebbeinu Shalom, pischuli kepischa shal machat, v'ani eftach lachem kepischa shal ulam. What's the pischa shal machat? The pischa shal machat is sit down, think, where are you headed? Where are you? What were you supposed to? Where were you supposed to have been headed? Put yourself on the path in that direction. That's where I want to go. You need help. You won't be able to go there yourself. But without putting yourself on the path, without the she'ifas, without that, you get nowhere. John.